and I got a guy escort him in.
Okay. So I'm parked out here. When these other two girls get ready,
The East Bernstadt Fire Station now serves as an emergency response command post. It's really a simple process. People who want to help come in, sign a volunteer sheet, and are dispatched to a work site. Among them is Marsha Hodge, who lives in nearby London but goes to church in East Bernstadt.
I think it's doing good. I think a lot of people are chipping in and helping, a lot of the churches. So I think we're doing good as a community.
Buses then take volunteers from the fire station to work sites. As she steps off her bus, driver May Carpenter admits she's sort of sad. Carpenter lost her cousin and her cousin's husband. The elderly couple died when a tornado hit their mobile home. A long funeral procession for Wilbur and Virginia Pittman passed right by the fire station early that afternoon. Carpenter's sister is also in trouble. Her home was all messed up. Still, the bus driver carries on, taking group after group out Highway 25.
Well, they needed volunteers, so this is what I do best, so that's what I was doing.
Carpenter has driven a school bus for years, first in Cincinnati and then in Laurel County. Volunteers dragged tree limbs to the street near Calvary Baptist Temple. The church's roof was damaged and front pillars blown away. Volunteer Terry McNamara found a piece of folded paper at a nearby pond.
It's a scripture from the Bible from a child who wrote it. Don't know where it come from, no name on it. Probably blue. Just guessing 20 or 25 miles.
Down the road from the church, a backhoe crunches scrap wood and loads it into a dump truck. Just behind the dozer, Carrie Lunsford stands by her fence as volunteers assess her damaged roof. She has two children who are 4 and 5 years old. She's thankful a friend convinced her not to go home during Friday's storm.
I was probably at the police post about 6 miles back. My friend called and said, don't go home, bring them babies and come over here. I'm like, why? And she's like, they're giving some bad weather, tornadoes and stuff. And I'm like, I'm so tired, I just want to go home. No, just bring them over here. And I'm so glad I went.
Lunsford says her next-door neighbors had just moved out permanently before the house was destroyed. And the vista from her front door has changed dramatically.
This is a devastating sight to look at from your front porch. Those were my neighbors. You could never see the rock. You could never see the interstate. Now you can see the trucks coming down the interstate. You can see them from the backyard. You can never see that before.
Back at the command center, emergency management official Gerald Curler says their priority is debris removal. He says an incineration site has been set up for waste wood and metal will be recycled. One of the biggest factors for a successful cleanup is beyond human control.
Good weather, for one thing, because if we get bad weather moving in, as far as debris removal, we've got to stop, because we can't get the stuff to the burner plant because of the conditions out there.
The weather forecast for now calls for dry, sunny conditions on Friday and Saturday. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.